Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Nate Silver, perhaps the world's most famous political forecaster who predicted with almost spooky accuracy the result of the last American election, has a new prediction. If an election were held right now, Donald Trump would be president.
And he's backed by other pollsters. The Real Clear Politics rolling average of polls also has Mr. Trump leading Hillary Clinton. Mrs. Clinton's set to make history today when she becomes the first woman presidential nominee of a major American party.
Well, yesterday, a raucous minority of delegates at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia were still refusing to accept her as their nominee. Let's go to the convention now and to our correspondent, Simon Marks. Good morning to you, Simon. If I could start quickly with that poll, I guess we're taking notice because it's Nate Silver, and I know he's doing these now cast polls, which say, look, if a poll was held on Monday, then Trump would have won, and of course he had to bounce from his own convention, but still he's not alone in this prediction. And how seriously are these sorts of polls being taken right now?
I think, Guyon, they're being taken very seriously, certainly by the delegates in this hall and certainly by Hillary Clinton and her campaign managers. I mean, everybody expected Donald Trump to get some kind of a bounce out of his convention. It would truly have been a disaster for him had he not. It looks like the bounce, depending on which poll you look at, is between 2 and 4 percentage points. And that has translated into a bounce in some of the battleground states, places like this one, Pennsylvania, you know, Florida, Indiana, Wisconsin, the states where the election is ultimately going to be won or lost. But the Clinton campaign is going to be hoping to eradicate that and surpass it with a bounce of their own at the end of this convention. However, in order to achieve that, they're going to have to make sure that in the hours ahead, there is no repetition of the scenes that we saw on the floor of this convention yesterday, when Bernie Sanders supporters volubly jeered, booed, wolf whistled, and in some cases even screamed, "Lock her up," every time Hillary Clinton's name was invoked from the microphone at the podium. They are very anxious about the hours that lie ahead here. Will there be anything similar by the Bernie Sanders supporters, or did all those stirring speeches, including Michelle Obama's last night, put all that to rest?
It was phenomenal stuff. I watched a good whack of it yesterday, and I also did see Bernie Sanders unequivocally say, you've got to vote for Hillary Clinton, she should be the president. So he did his bit, didn't he, to try to unify things?
He certainly did. He certainly did, and he's been doing it again here today. He's held meetings with some delegations, again, repeating that message that the threat to the country posed by Donald Trump is so great that everybody needs to swing behind Hillary Clinton. But it's reported here that he decided not to meet with some groups of his supporters for fear that there were going to be more difficult encounters between him and them. And we saw last night extraordinary scenes here in which Bernie Sanders, as he articulated the view that people should be backing Hillary Clinton, was being barracked by Bernie Sanders supporters in this arena. There are two moments coming up that will be a test for party unity. One is when the vote takes place and Hillary Clinton is formally named the Democratic Party's presidential candidate. How will Bernie Sanders supporters react to that? And then how will they react to Bill Clinton, the former president of the United States, who's speaking here, of course, to boost his wife's fortunes. But he has a complex and tortured relationship, not just with Bernie Sanders supporters, but with the Black Lives Matter movement. So again, it's going to be a litmus test for party unity when that occurs. One thing I can confidently predict, Guyon, is that Alicia Keys, now at the microphone, will face no barracking from any delegates in this room.
Thank you, Simon. There was Simon Marks speaking with a nice little accompaniment from Alicia Keys. Not sure whether we have to pay her a correspondence fee as well for that. I wouldn't like to see the bill.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.